It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. Before we get started with Virginia Damaris, Jenny Damaris, and Roy Kenyon, Emergency Management and Public Works, I did want to draw your attention to Lincoln County's homepage, What's New and the Latest News. Some of the information we're talking about today in this program, like Let's Get Ready for Winter. We've got a media release there with a lot of information about winter weather. Also, there's a quick reference guide to flooding that's also online, so resources there we're talking about today. Also, if you're interested in hopping over to the Fair Board meeting after this radio program, that's going to be happening at the Lincoln County Courthouse, and I think we'll probably see Roy Kenyon there this morning.
Yes, I'll be there.
Giving a report on updates.
I will be in attendance.
Good. Good. Well, we're looking forward to that. And also, the agenda is there. There's some other information, too, on what's new and the latest news. So just browse it. Take a look at it. That's where we put these resources. But the intent today of having Virginia and Roy on Connections was to talk about winter weather. Of course, we're really kind of coming out the other side of this storm. Or are we?
Nobody's thinking about the drought of the summer today, are they?
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Those memories are long gone.
Yeah, so how much do we have left here in this spring?
Well, this one, so theoretically, this is sort of event number 4 in the last 5 days. For those of you that are new to Lincoln County, moved here in March, I've met several individuals during public outreach. This is your first winter season, so some of you may be taken by surprise. But for those of us that are hardened locals, this is our traditional winter weather season. This is what we anticipate happening. We see the high wind notifications, and we hopefully have brought our garbage cans in and done a little pre-mitigation. But for the most of us, this is our typical winter season. But right now, we have 4 of these events that are just back-to-back.
Yeah, nothing really out of the norm for us, and maybe they're just a little bit compressed. You know, some people have said before that if this is happening on the East Coast, it seems like a major deal. I mean, is that just myth or is it true? Do people really feel that way? Are our wind speeds here pretty typical? Somewhere else, it gets more nerve-wracking for folks.
Well, I think for us, me locally having lived here for a long time, we like to sort of kid and joke that, they get all these 2 and 3 weeks notices for these giant hurricanes and they evacuate everyone out and we hunker down and stay in place. I think the one big difference is that most of our events are short term, but we have multiple ones that are back to back, whereas they have a big storm that comes through and then it pushes off and then they have pretty decent weather for, the next several weeks or months.
Yeah. Roy, I just wanted to jump to you for a second here. You were going on kind of your, and I might call it, and correct me if I'm wrong here, kind of an annual tour that you do when the first winter weather really kicks in. Can you talk about that? I really wanted the chance to go with you as you, rally through the county. Are you looking at things that are traditionally problematic? Describe that process for your department.
Well, yeah, we have areas within the county that get affected every time we have one of these events. And so it's pretty common before we get too deep into them that we go and check and make sure that, culverts are open, that signs are placed correctly, that we're actually prepared. This storm event, we really didn't see anything that was out of the ordinary. And I think the biggest thing was our winter was so mild last year. People have a very short memory. And so year of nice weather, and all of a sudden we get into this, and it's like, oh, man, this is horrible. Well, if you look at, rainfall totals, you look at peak gusts, you take all that into account, this really isn't really that far out of our norm. As far as the road crew and how we were affected, we had high water, but it was all in the traditional spots. We had trees down, but not horrible. We could actually kind of keep up with what was coming down. Slides were fairly minimal. it's really just kind of inconvenient for, you know, for the travelers. It's, we didn't have any true closures. We had a couple of spots of high water in the Lincoln City area that we actually posted road closed, but it was more because of the depth of the water and the idea that somebody driving a Honda may not want to drive through some of those areas.
Yeah.
But really, it was kind of business as usual as far as winter storms go for us.
As far as thinking about the rest of the winter and kind of premeditating what we can expect, you know, is on an event like this, I mean, are we at saturation? It seems like we've got, you know, all this precipitation and then the wind, or do the chances of more slides just increase exponentially as the winter goes on? How does that work?
Yes and yes. We're not at saturation point yet.
Oh.
Going by what we've experienced as far as, you know, movement of soil. But as the winter goes on, we will eventually reach a saturation point, and then all it takes is, you know, a downpour of a couple inches and things really start moving. But you have to remember that we were so dry coming into this winter that it's taken a while for, you know, the water table to come back up mm-hmm. where it's supposed to be. The ground will actually absorb a tremendous amount of water before it actually starts to turn into a liquid, and we're not there yet.
Wow. Okay. Well, Roy Kenyon, Jenny Damaris, and we're talking about our winter storm and what we can do and what we can expect coming into the rest of winter. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Thanks for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections. We are coming to you countywide through Yquinna Bay Communications. So we do archive these podcasts on the Lincoln County website, as well as you can download this later as well, going to KNPT and looking for the podcast. So always a way to come back and listen to the conversation if you want to. Jenny, maybe let's jump to you. We heard from Roy. Pretty typical event for us actually right now. And as you had said, you know, folks new to the community, you know, it's a little bit of a wake-up call, like, of what can happen here. Maybe kind of exciting. What would you like to talk about in terms of maybe notifications and how people can stay up to date? Because, of course, we send these media releases out, and people like this radio station and other news sources are getting the information out. But what are some other suggestions you have to stay up to date?
Well, I think the first thing is you have to put the ownership back on the individual. I think there's some of this false sense of security that somebody's supposed to notify me that my route home has been changed, that the weather may potentially affect me, that, you know, my children are going to be kept at school longer because of a road closure. But the ownership still comes back to you as the individual. The information is available out there for you in a timely manner. You may have to go get it. And by that, what I mean is know before you go. If you know you're traveling one of our interior roads, especially Highway 229 or Highway 20, Highway 34, during the evening hours, during a storm, you need to check to make sure the road is open. Go to tripcheck.com. Do 511 with ODOT. Call on your cell phone. Make sure that the roadways that you're going is already open or if there's hazards there. Same thing with the weather situation. Don't call County Emergency Management asking how long this weather event is going to last. The information's available to you electronically. You can call. You can find it on local news sources. So you have to do your own situational awareness of wherever it is that you're traveling to, or if you're going to be staying at work all day, or if you're going to be staying in town to do shopping, maybe you should, you know, not do shopping and go home early, although I know our business owners be like, no, stay here, shop.
Yeah, of course.
So important thing is ownership of information is yours. We make it available to you as a public safety agency's National Weather Service. And then the next step is your own priority of resources for yourself and your family. So, you know, if you travel on these highways or you may not be able to get home because we have a road closure due to a weather event or some other event, do you have what you need in your car to sustain you and your passengers for a few days, a few hours? I still think the majority of the population do not have backup water, backup food, backup blankets or warm you know, the safety blankets or something in their kit in their car in order to sustain themselves. Another one is a big reminder during the wintertime. If your car is on a quarter tank of gas and you're moving around town, around the county, you need to be traveling with at least a half a tank of gas. You could easily get stuck between two small landslides, water over the roadways, and you might be there overnight. And if your car's on a quarter tank of gas because you're going to maybe do it tomorrow, well, then you've lost your primary heat source in your vehicle. So it is important to keep your fuel tank at you know, halfway or three quarters full during the wintertime.
Yeah, yeah. And so what you're saying is, you know, be aware.
Right.
Check things like trip check. Have your go kits, have your provisions, and this is the Pacific Northwest, right? So you never know what's going to happen.
The other part about notification is FEMA has a mobile app that will allow you to receive all of the weather alerts directly to you on your mobile phone. They're the only organization that has that directly through the National Weather Service. All you need to do is go to your app store and put in FEMA or emergency preparedness, and it'll have it right there. Lincoln County Sheriff's Office has a mass notification system we refer to as Citizen Alert. All of the landline numbers or your 911 data numbers are in that database. If you have a mobile phone or multiple people in your family have a mobile phone, then we would encourage you to opt in. You can go to our sheriff's office and sign up right through there. Opt in, put in the addresses of the important places here in Lincoln County that you want to receive notifications on. Then we will send you those alerts. However, keep in mind, we're not going to send high wind warnings, coastal surge advisories, those type of things. That's business as usual, but we will send you flood warnings and watches for our primary rivers because those are life safety events to the populations of people that live on the river or they travel or navigate the highways alongside the rivers in order to get back and forth for work and commuting.
Yeah.
So Citizen Alert is a way to get notifications not just on weather but also on any other emergency events or hazards that might happen in that neighborhood associated to the addresses you put in your profile.
Critical events. So what am I looking at here and how important can this be to folks who are listening and want to learn more about preparedness?
Yeah, so we put this together this year, that in another partnership with the County Road Department for a sandbag station. Mm-hmm. This is a citizen quick reference guide for flooding, what to do before, during, and after a flood. And the primary areas that you will find in here, even though it says a quick reference guide, it's actually pretty lengthy. It's about 17 pages long, but it has quick links to all of those resource informations on the internet from Weather Service, Centers for Disease, Center for Cleanup After an Event, ODOT, TripCheck, Ready.gov, the river levels, how to find that information. It talks about the emergency notification systems that are available to you as a citizen for free. The weather, river, tidal forecasts, observations, and historical records. Maybe you're new to Lincoln County. Maybe you're really wanting to find out what really happens in this county. What happens in your neighborhood? Road and travel information. floodplain mapping. How do I know my home is in a floodplain? Just so listeners that are in a floodplain, our floodplains are currently being remapped by FEMA at a federal level. That's normally where that takes place. In 2016, we anticipate the new flood maps will be out, and that will give us more precise information as to where we anticipate floods will occur and to the levels at which that they will occur. Other part that's really important is insurance programs. If you don't already have national flood insurance on your home, and you reside in a floodplain, then you need to know that your home is not protected. Your standard homeowner's insurance plan will not cover you for a flood type event. Put another thing just for tsunamis. If you live in the tsunami inundation area, you may have earthquake insurance, but if your home is destructed, damaged due to a tsunami, none of those insurance policies, your earthquake policy will not cover your home. But you will qualify for the National Flood Insurance Program. And because you're not in the floodplain area, your expense for that cost is actually pretty minimal. So insurance is super important to the recovery process of your family. Then Section G, which is probably the bulk of it, preparation and recovery before, during, and after a flood. How you can do simple mitigation efforts, how you can consider maybe raising your home or your structures that are in a flood area, what to do when you know a flood is approaching, evacuating, what you should do, how you prepare your animals, utility services and shut off. And then after a flood, if floodwaters do enter your home, how do you clean that up? How do you keep yourself, you know, safe, sanitation issues? And then also the last part is Lincoln County Public Safety resource information. That's a quick page that we have also on our calendars. It has all of the public safety, school districts, public health, weather. It's a quick reference guide for all the important information for reaching public safety offices here in Lincoln County.
Great guide. Quick reference guide in the emergency management section of the Lincoln County website. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with Jenny and Roy in just a moment.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections, talking about winter weather. And we have Roy Kenyon. He is Director of Public Works. Also, Virginia Damaris. She is our emergency manager. So what are the resources? Well, tell us how the sandbags came about. We don't have a lot of time left, but how did you guys come up with this program?
I've been wanting to do this since I first came on board as a county emergency manager, and it takes a lot of time, kind of thought and process. Will it work? Is it valuable to the citizens? Many of our other county partners have these, and so I posted the idea to Roy, the public works director, and he thought it was a good idea, and then he's really the one that put all of that in motion.
Okay, so where do we find the station, and... Is it free?
Yes. The station is actually right out in front of the animal shelter. Basically, what it is a pile of loose sand that's available for people to come and actually fill their sandbags. We have sandbags that are available at the front office at the road department. So basically, you just have to come in the front door and ask about the sandbags. And we'll give out up to 10.
10 pre-made?
No. It's... Fill your own, self-serve.
Oh, okay.
So bring a shovel.
Okay.
Come get
and a friend.
And come get your bags. And the sand is there. You know, the idea is you can, with 10 bags, you can redirect a stream of water. You know, if you have something that's running down your driveway into your garage or whatever. If you, your house is surrounded by water, it's pretty difficult to actually control that. People see pictures of back east where they build these huge dikes out of thousands of bags. What we're looking at is redirecting the flow to try to get it away from your house.
What are the dimensions of the bags once they're full?
Well, it depends on how much you actually put in them. But right now, what I noticed on the floor was some old, we were using some old feed sacks. And so really, you only want to put about 70, 80 pounds worth of sand in a sack. And so it's going to give you roughly 2.5 feet wide by maybe 12 inches tall. We also have the pre-made actual sandbags that are a little smaller than that.
Mm-hmm. So depending on maybe how much you can lift as an individual, you can kind of tailor a sandbag?
Yes.
That's why you want a friend.
Physical ability?
Yes, right, because wet sand is quite heavy. And in order to fill it, pick it up, and place it in a vehicle, it takes some effort.
Yeah.
But it is there for anyone to use. Unfortunately, right now, you can only get sandbags during our open hours. And we actually have somebody at the shop starting at about 6 o'clock in the morning, and we're there until a little after 5 in the evening.
And the good thing to think about, too, is maybe not necessarily this season if you can do it, but thinking about your fall preparation next year. If you traditionally have a garage that floods or a storm drain that overflows, this is part of that mitigation. What can I do now to offset potential damage or the effect to my home and property when the event occurs? Right now we're sort of in the throes of the storm event, and you might be able to go down and get 2 or 3 of those and kind of get them in place. But what you really want to be thinking about is the longevity of the next season coming. Get your friends, get your family, whoever's going to help you, and make sure you have those things ready to go before the winter weather sets in.
Yeah, really take a look at your situation and for the next storm.
And if you do need more sandbags, you can contact your local hardware departments. They're probably getting lots of calls from customers, so if they don't have any, I'm sure that they're going to be ordering some. You could probably order some online. They're super lightweight. Shipping wouldn't cost you very much.
Roy, would some of these kind of bark places and rock places also maybe provide sand at this time that you know of? Or?
I think that some of them do carry sand.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure what they'd actually charge. Like I said, our sand is free. It's there for the taking. That's what it's there
take
for.
Take advantage of it. take advantage of it. Okay, so the sand station is on Harney?
Harney Street, right in front of the animal shelter. Can't miss it.
Big blue sign.
The big blue sign.
There you have it. Free sand, sandbags, a great water deterrent. Thank you so much, you two, for coming on today. And, you know, I know it was short, but maybe this gives the citizens some more resources to use.
Thanks, Casey.
And be prepared for this one and the next one. I'm sure we're going to have more. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you same time, same place on Lincoln County Connections, and have a great day.